Happy birthday, KCHA. All week we're celebrating KCHA's 50 years on the air. I'm David McCartney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Bernard.
In 1986, a new owner of KCHA arrived in town, but unlike the Lone Ranger, Jim Bernard Hebel did not wear a mask. Jim spent much of his professional broadcasting career in Chicago, but by the mid-1980s, he was ready to settle into a small town for a change of pace. When he heard that Vern Bromberg was ready to sell KCHA, Jim was ready to buy.
It's like a lot of things. There are people who deal in bringing buyers and sellers into focus on buying a property, okay? And so I happened to talk to a man who represented the Brombergs, and they showed an interest in having it sold, and I had an interest in buying.
Jim expanded KCHA's coverage area, adding companion FM stations in Cresco, New Hampton, and Osage. He also added nighttime service for AM 1580. On March 30th, 1987, just 10 months after he bought the station, Jim introduced Phase 2, KCHA's new format.
Super CHA. Phase 2. KCHA, AM and FM, Charles City.
I wanted to make the station as current in the community eye as I possibly could. And that meant we had to change the formats a bit to play more things that I felt reflected what the people would want to hear. We tried to be as up-tempo as we possibly could, broad-based, played contemporary oldies, some country, and be as broad-based as we possibly could.
Well, we are just beginning Phase 2. That's right, a lot of good things coming up. More contests, larger playlist, and more fun more often. So you keep it right here at your radio station, Super CHA.
Jim Bernard Hebel in 1987, owner of KCHA for 10 years, 1986 to 1996. We'd spoke with him recently from his offices in Cresco. We're looking back this week on KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm David McCartney.